CE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
Fire officials in Los Angeles not getting any breaks as they try to put out blazes across the region.
The anticipated winds combined with low humidities and low fuel moistures will keep the fire threat in all of Los Angeles County critical.
LA County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
26% of our damage inspections for dwellings have been completed.
That's of the 12,000 structures, homes, and businesses that have either been damaged or destroyed by the fires. The Santa Ana winds are kicking up again today and are expected to be strong throughout the next couple of days through Wednesday night. Donald Trump's inauguration is 1 week from today, and starting tomorrow, many of his cabinet nominees will be on Capitol Hill. There are 14 Senate confirmation hearings beginning this week. More than 30 states are now seeing high rates of COVID, RSV, and the flu. Doctors say one reason is so many people gathering over the holidays. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The enrollment period for affordable health care coverage is open. Melissa Kay reports.
Wisconsinites statewide can sign up for health insurance now through January 15th. The open enrollment period began on November 1st and extends through January 15th, 2025. More than 250,000 people in Wisconsin signed up for health insurance during the last open enrollment period. Signed into law in 2010, the Affordable Care Act ensures people can access health insurance without lifetime limits and protects the coverage of people who have pre-existing conditions. Another key provision of the ACA, authored by Senator Baldwin, allows young people to stay on their parents' insurance until the age of 26.
A new recycling practice may explain why the amount of collected materials dropped by nearly 7,000 tons between 2013 and 2022 in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Policy Forum Senior Research Associate Tyler Burns says it's called lightweighting. Companies have shifted to using less materials to package their products, which leads to less waste in the system. Burns says a plastic water bottle today weighs nearly 40% less than one from 10 years ago. Kohl's is planning to close 27 underperforming stores in 15 states by April as the struggling department store chain aims to boost profitability and improve sagging sales. The announcement Friday comes as the Menominee Falls, Wisconsin-based chain has had 11 consecutive quarters of sales declines. The stores identified for closure include 10 in California, but represent a fraction of Kohl's locations. Kohl's is getting a new leader this week. Michael CEO Ashley Buchanan will take over the chain's top job. Traditional department stores have struggled to retain customers as consumers shop online and look for bargains.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers surrender to the Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers losing to the Eagles in Philadelphia 22-10. Keyshawn Nixon fumbling the opening kickoff. Jordan Love threw three interceptions. I asked Packers safety Xavier McKinney how he thought the defense played.
I thought we played well defensively. We just didn't get turnovers. So they had, four? Four. So, I mean, it's going to be tough when it's like that, the ratio is like that. So, yeah.
The Eagles star receiver, A.J. Brown, caught on camera reading a book on the sidelines during the game.
That's a book that I bring every single game. You know, my teammates call it a recipe. You know, that's the first time I heard that y'all got me on camera. It got a lot of points in there, a lot of mental parts about it. But for me, you know, this game is mental.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Knicks in New York, 140-106. The team returns home. Tomorrow night, they'll host the Kings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny and cold today, with high temperatures tapping the mid-teens and winds blustery, whipping up to 30 miles per hour, creating frigid wind chills where we're really feeling sub-zero all day, and a chance of a few flurries flying around late. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood
if
for
I'd done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not
with
doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the author of Building the Bucks, Jordan Tresky, and talk entertainment with Capital Times reporter Victoria Davis. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Jane says.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Galvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. After the 11:30 news, going to switch things up a little bit and talk about, do you send food back at restaurants? I had an experience over the weekend, had dinner with a good friend, lovely company, not good food. Do you send food back at restaurants? I could use a little encouragement, I think.
Some support,
yes. Right now, though, it's 11:07. We are very excited to kick off 2025 with our first Calvin.
Beyond the Cheese.
It's an episode where we highlight businesses in Wisconsin that are beyond the dairy industry, and we are very excited to have with us in studio Stephen Aronson from Wisconsin Knitwear. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in and coming to our station here in Racine. We're going to get to what you brought us. I'm so in just a little bit. But Stephen, tell us first of all the story of Wisconsin Knitwear, because this goes back to your grandfather.
Yeah, my grandfather had a sweater company in Buenos Aires, Argentina, where my father is from. And when my father then came to the United States, and he came to Milwaukee, because Milwaukee was a very heavy textile city.
What year did he emigrate, do you know?
He came in 63.
Okay.
So, and then his, you know, his family followed, and he was really coming to the United States for one day. He's told his friends, I'm coming for one day. And
just for a visit?
Just to come. And he ended up, now he's, you know, here. And so his friends always made fun of him because he just said, I'm just coming to the United States. And they would say, you know, go Yankee, go to the United States. And he loved it here in Milwaukee. It's been great. And so we, you know, the city was full of textiles and tanneries, and not so much now.
No, not so much now. Mm. How have you managed to survive?
You know, I just think we're known for just, you know, doing what we do. We have, you know, fast turnarounds, and we really don't do any advertising. It's all word of mouth. You know, people just know who we are.
Because I've never seen an ad for you anywhere.
Yeah, no. And it's just something where, you know, what they know, and they've known our family for a long time. And when you think of knit hats, people know, automatically assume us. So,
and that's your focus, our
yeah,
hats.
Our hat, knit hats and scarves and beanies. Everyone has a different way of whatever, you know. Up in Canada, it could be toques, and down south, it's a different word. And
sure,
but just knit, you know, knit hats.
And so you can personalize this in any way that folks want.
Yeah. we've had some crazy things people wanted to put on there. Some things when my kids were young, I would say, if I can't put, you know, if they can't wear the hat, I'm not going to knit it in there. But now, you know,
they're older
and times are changing. And no, we can knit basically anything in the cap. And that's what I like to do.
That's got to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun because wherever I go, you know, I'll stop someone on the street and say, that's my hat. I was at a hardware store a couple weeks ago, and I saw someone wearing a hat of ours from 1976, I believe.
Seriously? 70,
yes. And it was just great. And that was the oldest hat I've seen.
And what is specifically recognizable about your hats?
I can tell. You can just instantly, you just know. From my lettering and just to how the hat is made, I know just by looking that it's mine.
How many people, you said your grandfather started it.
Yeah.
How many people work there now? Is it?
We have about 9 employees, okay. 9-10 employees. We're on the south side. We just try to keep it small.
They've been
with us for a long time.
Yeah.
20 some odd years.
No kidding.
And
they're family.
Just their family.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had, and it's been great. And so.
But that speaks very highly of your company.
Yeah.
That people will stick around for that long.
I've seen them, grow with their, getting married, kids, and so forth. And it's just, and they come in and they do what they have to do. And everyone's just really happy to be there.
I was going to say, it's probably a job that, every job has its stressors, but what do you do for a living? I make hats.
Right.
And that, your worst day making hats is better than your best day digging a ditch, I would say.
Right.
And I would say it's got to be a lot of fun, too. Music probably being played in the room and just having a good time.
Blaring the music. And they, too, when they see their hats that they made, they feel proud.
I bet.
So that's what it's all about.
The website is knithats.com, K-N-I-T hats, knithats.com, and we will include that link in our show notes. You can find it at civicmedia.us. Click on shows, go to Matt Nair on air, and then it will be divided into 2 hours, the first and second hour.
Yep, and this is hour two right now.
This is hour two, and Greg's got great show notes that will have all these links if you want to check this out. And how small of a batch can you do, Stephen? If maybe, some little club. I have a book club and we want our own hats.
We do, we can go as low as 60 pieces. We can, and as high as whatever you need. And it depends. And if somebody needs something, if they need 25 or 30, we'll accommodate and see if it's, if they're local and we can help them out.
But 60 is kind of the base.
60 is our base of our minimums right now.
Nice. I guess the question is, are there any stories like you get an order, like they want 10,000, they want like, and it just, you're just, here we go, let's start making, we got to get it done.
Pedal to the knitting.
And if it is for someone specific, can you tell us? If not, that's fine. We understand.
No, we've done hats where, we'd have to start immediately and just keep, they would keep ordering and ordering. I think one of the things that I'm most proud of is not only the hats that we sell, but what we do for the community.
Yeah.
And a few years back when, I hate to talk about it, but then when our beloved Packers, way back in the day when Aaron Rodgers said, we're going to run the table. So we decided to make all these knit hats that say,
run the table.
Yeah.
And we gave them away. And they went all over the country and all over the world, and we had just people donate to their local food pantry.
Oh.
So we did that, and that was, I had, hair, full beard, because we were just there, all the time running that. And so that was one of the bigger ones we did. We just made thousands and thousands of hats.
Well, and that's one of the things, too, when we talk to these companies and this thing we do with Beyond the Cheese, it's got a funny name, but it's important to us because we want to talk to these businesses, and there's always a family community giving back component to them, because especially for, two, three, four, five generation companies, you're in the community, you're part of it. And it's important to give back when you can. And I think that's what's so lovely about groups like yourself.
Yeah. And like I said, when you asked me to be on the show, I said, well, I can't pass up a show called, you know, Beyond the Cheese. Are you excited? I mean, I was so excited. I told my wife, I gotta go on this. And yeah, no, it is very important. I mean, we work actively throughout the winter, you know, supporting organizations, whether it be, you know, homeless shelters and just, and you know, it's not all about, I always, you know, tell my children and my family, it's just not always about knit hats. It's just what we can, this is how we help out society and do what we can do. And I can give hats.
There are a lot of companies that don't do that.
Yeah.
No. And also, a hat will make a huge difference for somebody.
Yeah.
They can't afford it. They're homeless or what, like that. That is a huge contribution, especially in a state like this, where right now it's what, 12 degrees outside.
13 degrees.
So,
right.
You know, those are huge differences that you make.
Yeah. So no, we're happy to do it. And it just puts a smile on my face and it's all good.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, it is our inaugural 2025 Beyond the Cheese episode, and we're talking to Stephen Aronson from Wisconsin Knitwear. You can check out all of their wares at knithats.com. That's knithats.com. What about the sourcing of your materials, Stephen? How does that work?
Yeah, that has been, you know, in Milwaukee used to have, I would say about 8-9 knitting companies. I mean, it used to be thriving.
Yep.
And we're it in Milwaukee.
I was going to say.
Yeah. I mean, there may be people do other, you know, textiles, but as far as headwear companies and knit hats, and it's like, I feel like it's like the game of Survivor, you know, we're the last one on
the last man standing.
And it's very tough. I mean, we get our materials and, you know, we source them from a company on the East Coast that has our yarn. We can only use a particular yarn.
Certain yarn.
Yeah. And which makes our hats. And so that's been tough. And, you know, with everything. And, you know, with our machines date back to 1940. We have no computers in the office. I think I just have my computer in my office for, you know, as I like to joke, you know, for billing and fantasy football, and the rest, it's all just they're links and chains, and you see these hundreds of machines just spinning, and they're old, and we but they work.
That's
they
amazing.
Work. Yeah,
that is
they work. So
that just tells you something about. Back in the day, they used to make things that last.
Right. Well, these machines, they don't make them.
They used to. I mean, and you say that there's no computers. Like, are there? And I'm not telling you to embrace new technology if you don't need it. But if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But are there people who try to sell you on like, well, if you just install this computer here, then and we can answer this question. We come back to the other side of the break. But like. People are always trying to push technology. In fact, let's talk about that on the other side of the break and how technology affects your business. And maybe it doesn't, but yeah.
Stephen Aronson is our guest from Wisconsin Knitwear. We will continue our conversation and unveil a very new, exciting hat. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
News from the center, WRCE.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people.
former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed automatic voter registration into law in December of 2020 to begin in January of 2023. Pandemic, technical, and bidding delays ensued, but preparation for voter registration at the DMV and other state agencies has finally begun. The New York State Board of Elections approved a resolution in December 2024 authorizing the state's Department of Motor Vehicles and other state agencies to create voter registration forms and transmit that data to the Board of Elections database. The new system allows citizens to opt out of voter registration, but will otherwise register or change registration information during official transactions. Gotham Gazette reports that both the implementation of automatic voter registration, or AVR, and online voter registration, or OVR, were delayed as technical staff was diverted for pandemic-related IT projects. While the delays are frustrating, getting it right is critical. Early adopter Oregon recently discovered flaws in its very successful AVR system, with evidence that ineligible citizens and non-citizens were accidentally registered during state transactions. The state is in the process of a system-wide audit. Brennan Center for Justice finds AVR has increased voter registrations from 9% to 94% in jurisdictions around the country. We have more on AVR at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvinator on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 11:30 news, do you send food back at restaurants? How does that go for you? I need some help. We'll kick that around after the 11:30 news. Right now, though, it is our 2025 inaugural Beyond the Cheese segment. Delighted to have Stephen Aronson in studio with us from Wisconsin Knitwear, based in Milwaukee. You can find them online at knithats.com. We will include that in our show notes. And off the air a little bit, Stephen, we were talking about you still work with machines that are from like the 1940s.
Right.
What is it about them that you prefer over the newer stuff?
Well, first of all, yes, I have returned food. So, no, you know, we just, they're old school, the type of lettering we do and type of process we have, we just really enjoy it. There is technology that, yes, I could probably get into, but like you said, it just works wonderful. And we, you know, as I told you off air, we had a company in Los Angeles that we do a lot of merch for bands and concerts, and we still do. And he said, you know, your hats are like the t-shirts of the 70s. They're the old school look, and we like it. And that's...
There's a cool factor to that.
Yeah, and it's something that is noticeable. If you look at movies, I've seen our hats in movies before. You can just see them in the background. I mean, this is what they used to look like in the 70s and the 80s. And
I could just see you in a movie theater. Go, oh, that's mine.
Yeah, yeah,
that was ours. I think that's so cool. I really do.
Sir, sit down, please. Everyone's here watching a movie. Right. But that's
right.
My hat.
Right.
But I mean, you've done, like you said, you've done bands, you've done Charlie Barron's.
Right. I mean, when they need merchandising, we did. Hats that say the Keeper Moving hats,
right? Mm-hmm.
And we've done from Dave Matthews Band to back in the day the Backstreet Boys, and just all different concerts. And it's nice because we get to, you know, make the hats. Sometimes I'll get some concert tickets at, you know, and,
sure.
And I get to meet a lot of really interesting people and a lot of bands that I've never heard of. There's a lot of unusual names, but we make them. And the biggest things, you know, my kids would say, don't put the pom pom on the hat, and because it's not cool. But then all of a sudden, these bands started to put the little, you know, the ball on the top, and yep. Then I became cool, and then everyone, we started taking hats. Yeah. You know.
Dad knows.
Tastemaker.
Right.
Tastemaker Steven Aronson.
Well, of course, the natural progression of things from the Dave Matthews Band to Charlie Behrens to Matt Nair on Air.
That's right.
Can you unveil the hats that you had made for us? I'm so excited.
Well, here you go.
Show it to the camera. There it is. Oh, baby.
Our own Beyond the Cheese. Yeah.
There you go. In the green and gold.
That is so.
All for your staff. Have a lot of them.
Yeah. That is so awesome.
Very, very kind of you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. I was so excited. And like I said, our normal production is about, wintertime. It's 5-6 weeks.
Yeah.
Right.
You called and.
You are a rock
within the day.
You are such a rock star. I can't thank you enough. We're so excited about that.
That's quintessential like radio to me. Like you're like, oh, here's some hats. Like, we got hats.
We have merch.
Yeah.
We're actually a thing now.
Take that, Todd Elba. Take that.
We have a very friendly competition going with our show that follows us.
Oh.
From noon to 2 p.m. The Todd Elba Show. Yeah, take that, Todd.
Yeah,
they don't get hats.
We got hats. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
We will be giving some of these away.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And I highly encourage you, if you have, maybe you're a charity, maybe you're a band, maybe you're a local band, check out this company, Wisconsin Knitwear, knithats.com, runs up to as low as 60, which sounds pretty great to me.
Yeah, and people will buy those hats. If you have a good design, have a good name, good design, it's going to be fantastic, and you will sell them.
Just keep it clean, right?
Yeah,
keep it clean.
Keep it clean. Darn it.
No X-rated knit caps. We don't need that at all. What are the plans for the future? Just keep going on. Keep doing what you're doing. Are your kids involved?
My daughter and her husband who live in town. Mike and Naomi, they are starting to dip in, selling around town, and I'm very proud of them, and it's nice. They've coming up with some cool designs for themselves, yeah. Though my son on the West Coast in LA,
is he okay?
Well, he did have to evacuate, and gotcha. my wife is from Los Angeles, and it's hard.
It's
tough. Of course.
My family and her family out there, and they've evacuated.
They have.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. And my other daughter is in New York, and they all, they all give me ideas. They want me to do different things. So
you do have one other type of hat, right? With a brim.
Yeah, it's a brim. Actually, if you go, which someone told me this, if you look under, Jeep cap, and in Wikipedia, I mentioned as the foremost how a hat is made,
because
they compare it to MASH.
Radar's cap.
Radar's cap.
I love those hats.
Yeah, so it's
the little brim.
The wool brim cap. And if you look at my
such a dork,
I have a they. We have a number. It's RN whatever 93084. That's our manufacturing number, and they reference that saying this is the cap.
That is so cool.
I mean, that was someone, I don't know, someone showed me that. So that's
really
that's
cool. We may have to get a series of those just with Matt Nair on air.
Oh, I love that. MOA. MOA?
MOA Civic
Trust
Media.
Me, the ideas are bubbling up here in this noggin.
Check them out at knithats.com. Steven Aronson from Wisconsin Knitwear. Thank you so very much, Steven.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. It has been
an absolute pleasure. We have news coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the Vast Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
4 WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The impact of social media on our children and adolescents is difficult to measure. Our growing concerns about mental health risk. Socialization among teens has changed over the years. Sarah Young is a psychiatrist with Gunderson Health System.
We're certainly seeing that they are far less interested in the same hanging out in person, engaging in the same way that teens used to. A lot of times when they're hanging out together, there's still a lot of phone time that's happening, as opposed to, you know, smartphones when kids had to just hang out and talk to each other. So we certainly have some concerns around the communication impact and the social impact in terms of the intensity of relationships that people are having because they're not getting to know each other in the same way that they previously would have. That said, you can form some really strong relationships online as well. So it's not that they're not forming those social relationships. They just look different and we're not entirely sure what to make of that.
Health professionals agree parents need to be involved.
Ideally, parents are involved straight out of the gate, setting expectations for what that use looks like and what the oversight is going to look like. If that didn't happen, I think it's completely fair for parents to say, okay, we might have mishandled this to start with. Here's how things are going to look moving forward. And we certainly don't want to take a one-size-fits-all approach with that either. If your child is being very responsible in their use of social media, then we don't have to breathe down their neck and read every single message that they send. But it's like any trust situation where that trust is earned, and if that trust is broken, then we need to back things off and re-earn that trust again.
Sarah Young says it is important for youth to understand that social media is an important and effective tool, but not the only tool. It is important to be able to have in-person interactions and communication.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After meeting on the set of School of Rock over two decades ago, two students are tying the knot. When they were just 10 years old, Angelo Massagli, also referred to as Tough Guy in the film, and Caitlin Hale, a.k.a. Blondie, met while auditioning for the Jack Black film. The child actors connected again in 2018. By then, they had both left acting behind. Massagli is a lawyer, and Hale is now an OBGYN sonographer. The paths we take. Zombie and or Cillian Murphy fans might be upset to know that the actor will not appear in the film 28 years later. There was speculation Cillian's character Jim might be in the new installment when a preview dropped with a zombie that had striking similarities to Murphy. The Oscar-winning Oppenheimer star confirmed he is not in the new film, but is open to appearing in future 28-day films. This third installment is actually the first film in a new trilogy. 28 years later opens in June of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny and cold today, with high temperatures tapping the mid-teens and winds blustery, whipping up to 30 miles per hour, creating frigid wind chills where we're really feeling sub-zero all day. And a chance of a few flurries flying around late. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will look back on the weekend news happenings and also review the Packers game and what lies ahead, if anything. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Thank you so much to our guest, Stephen Aronson, who is here from Wisconsin Knitwear, knithats.com. If you are watching on the live stream, you can see Stephen graciously did a run of like 15 knit hats for us that say Beyond the Cheese.
Yeah, they do.
I am so happy about this. I am just overjoyed by this. Thank you so much, Stephen. That was so nice of you. We're going to put these together in a little prize package.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, because we do have at least 10 that we can give away.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would like to get your hands on one of these, we'll hopefully pair it with a t-shirt and maybe some stickers.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And maybe a nice note. Maybe put a nice note in there.
We could put a nice note in there.
Handwritten note.
Absolutely. But be listening so you can get your hands, your head on your very own Beyond the Cheese knit hat, courtesy of Wisconsin.
This is the greatest day of my life.
Wisconsin Knitwear.
And I've been to Epcot.com.
And again, thank you to Stephen Aronson. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
If you ever have a business, or you own a business, or you are related to someone who has a business in Wisconsin that is not related to dairy, and even if it is dairy, we love to talk about that too. You can always let us know at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. Our goal is to do a Beyond the Cheese once a month.
Yes.
To help highlight businesses in Wisconsin.
And I think that's good. We're getting all sorts of wonderful looks here. Alicia on the live stream says the hats look good on you guys. Andrew from Maine says looks awesome, more awesome than usual perhaps.
Oh, Andrew.
I mean, that's
high praise.
High praise from our friends watching on the live stream. Thank you so much.
Really appreciate it. Sherry from Horicon is on the line. Good morning, Sherry. How you doing? What did you want to say?
Oh, hey, Jane. How's it going?
We are good. We're overjoyed. We have new hats.
I want one. anyway. And I wear it proudly. I love your show.
Thank you.
I have news for Greg.
Yeah, what?
Tomorrow, I am going to go adopt another baby. So I'm adopting a baby for my dog.
Oh!
And so she needs another dog. So her name, the dog I have is Luna. So I either get to choose either Poppy or Tigger. I haven't met either yet.
Okay.
So it's...
Well,
at 12 o'clock tomorrow.
Sherry, would you do us a favor?
Add my family.
That's awesome. We love it. We love
hearing
it. Can you do us a favor? Would you take a picture of one of the both of them? I'll look at both dogs, but whichever one you end up getting, take a picture and text that to us. We'd love to see who your new fur baby is.
I know it. So I'm calling about the return and the food thing. Okay. So in November, my mom passed.
Okay.
She's so sorry.
Queen. And I know. And I cry every day. And I'm getting old. You know, anyway, so I'm going to do this without crying. Anyway, she is the queen.
Yeah.
And we always kind of teased her about, you know, no. She should have had a taster. So anyway, I find myself, since she's passed, that I've turned into the queen.
of sending food back, Sherry?
You know, oh, yeah. You know, I'm spending like $37, $40 on one plate of food. That'd be like a whole week's worth of groceries.
Yeah.
So, and I taste it, and it just is like, oh my God, I'm gonna eat this. You know, and it's cold and achy, or the coffee's cold, and my coffee's not filled, and my water glass isn't filled. And I find myself being a queen, which I deserve to be.
Yes.
And yeah. I do send it back. Now.
Good for you, right. Sherry. Good for you.
I mean, I don't disagree. When you are spending money on a restaurant, and let's face it, restaurants, even, I mean, fast food joints aren't cheap nowadays.
Right.
There's a certain level of customer service you should expect, and You know, I mean, when I've sent things back, the couple times I've done it, I've always been very polite and even a little Wisconsin. I'm like, I'm sorry. Yeah. I want to send.
Let me apologize.
Yeah, exactly. But no, the queen lives on then, Sherry. The queen lives on.
I really appreciate that, Sherry. And Sherry, hang on. Calvin's going to get some information from you. So don't hang up. Calvin is going to get your address and stuff. Thank you so much, Sherry, for joining us. Yeah, the reason I brought this up and we want to talk about whether or not you send food back.
Yeah.
I went with our good friend Kristen.
Yes.
Kristen and I had dinner on Friday for my birthday, and we went to a restaurant in Walker's Point, Lower East Side.
It rhymes with Crapplebees?
No, it does not rhyme with Crapplebees. It's a locally owned restaurant on Center Street that has a really good reviews.
Yeah.
And I ordered broccoli cheese soup, just a cup.
I would think that would be just like textury and
that
delicious.
That should be a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It should be a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It was the worst broccoli cheese soup I have ever had, ever. Mm-hmm. It was like broth.
Yeah.
There were no chunks of broccoli in it. There wasn't any identifiable cheese flavor in it. It was broth. And broccoli cheese soup should be a little
thick.
A little thick.
It's a creamy-based soup.
Exactly.
It
should be thick. It shouldn't be like chicken broth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it was.
That's weird.
But I have never in my life ever sent anything back at a restaurant. And number one, the waitress was kind of scary. And then I thought, if the waitress is scary, the chef is probably insane. And if I send the soup back, he's going to come out with a big knife and he's going to make me leave his restaurant.
Excuse me. Women can be chefs too, Jane.
Well, okay,
they can be just as scary. My goodness.
But
yeah. Yeah.
So I have never sent food back, but after this, I think I will start. It was awful.
So you didn't.
If I want bad broccoli cheese soup, I can make it myself.
So a couple of things here. Okay, first of all, I always go with the, I think everyone, well, I would say a lot of people go with the adage that if you send food back, they're just simply going to spit in it and send it right back to your table.
Right.
Which I don't think is the case. I think, you know, if you go to a restaurant, they want to be looked upon happily and they'll help you within reason. Now,
well, but if I had sent the soup back, there was no other option because I don't know what they would have done.
Well, they could have just taken it off the order and or given you something else. Or, there's a whole host of things that could have been done had you asked, but I understand why you didn't. It's hard. It
goes against being a Wisconsinite.
It goes there's it's being a fuss, being a problem, being a hassle, being a bother, all those things. But sometimes you have to do it. And as Sherry put it, like if you're spending money on food, you should at least be able to enjoy it. Now, I'm trying to think of a situation in which, oh, it just didn't work this time. But you order broccoli cheese soup. You're right. It should be a thick, creamy-based soup with some chunks of broccoli in there and some discernible cheese flavoring.
Yes.
Not something that looks like hazy chicken broth.
It was bad. It was really bad. Tony on the live stream says, I've gotten the wrong food and bad food, and I never send it back. It makes me anxious just thinking about it.
Well, that's the thing, too, is, I mean, I have been out to restaurants with people, and there's you know, incorrect orders, or food comes out cold, and you'll say, are you going to send it back? No, it's fine. It's not fine. It's not fine. It is not fine. You deserve a good meal. And I stand behind anyone who wants to send their food back. Be respectful. Be nice.
Yeah, don't be mean.
Yeah, don't be mean, especially to the server. They didn't make your food.
Exactly.
But I absolutely, I mean, this is kind of nasty, but I went to a restaurant once famous for their breakfasts, and I ordered an omelet with potatoes and toast, you know, basic.
Yeah.
And I cut into, prepare yourself. I cut into it, and there was in my omelet what looked to be just beard hair.
Oh.
Not like a hair, but like someone took their, just went, and their whiskers were.
Gave a nice scratchy.
Yeah. And I stopped and I said to the person, I said, yeah, there's.
Numerous?
There's like, I've had to shave my omelet. And she said to me, I'll never. Oh, no, God. It was a he. I'll never forget what he said. He goes, so do you want a new one? And I felt like I was being punked right there.
This was a joke.
My
omelet is full of hairs.
Yeah, my hair has more beard than I do at that point. And so, yes, I sent it back, and they made me a new one, and I, you know, checked it and made sure it was, you know, clean shaven. But you got to stand up for yourself, especially, I mean, that's a story of like a health hazard, but if your food is cold or not what you ordered or not made to your specific request, you have every right to say like, hey, you know, I don't mean to be a bother, but I ordered it this way and you gave it to me this way. Can I get it this way?
Do you send food back? 855-752-4842. Listener on WMDX, if there's something wrong with the food, not hot, cooked too rare, foreign bits in it, then send it back. If you just don't like it, then I don't think you should. Fair enough. If you order an entree and you just don't like it,
yeah,
that's a different thing than than ordering broccoli cheese soup and getting broth.
Well, and also, too, if you don't like it, tell them up top. Don't eat half of it or all of them. Be like, I didn't enjoy that.
Yeah, never. That's a bad look.
Yeah.
Eating half of it and then going, yeah, I want to send it back. Liz from Saukville, the only time we sent food back is when we dined in a local restaurant because my husband's fish was still frozen in the middle.
Yep.
That would be bad.
Yeah.
And thank you, Liz. Happy belated birthday. Really appreciate that. Chris in Madison, I generally don't send food back. I'm not trying to eat spit.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie Waiting? Don't go back to that restaurant. I might say something to the waiter after the bill was paid. I was afraid of the waitress. I would have been more likely to talk to the chef.
Yeah. The movie Waiting is just, it's a weird movie. And as you get older, you realize it's a crazy movie. But it's a movie about working in a restaurant, like a Chili's, Applebee's type of restaurant.
Okay.
And all the shenanigans that take place therein. But, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I get it. Because it takes everything in you to not want to bother anyone in your life. But I'm going to keep going back to the fact that you've spent your time and your money. You deserve something that you should enjoy.
Again, Chris, I got a sewing needle in my jambalaya one time. It went all the way into my mouth. I also got a cockroach in my enchiladas.
Now, I feel like he's just messing
with those. I did send back and I didn't pay for anything. Well, yeah. That's good.
Yeah. That's the thing, too, is if you're going to send something back, a lot of people will say things like, I expect this to be comped, or like, I expect my meal to be like, just.
I just wanted to, I should have asked them to take it off the bill.
Yeah.
That's what I should have asked.
Exactly.
855-752-4842. Do you send food back? Bring this up. A friend and I went to dinner on Friday night. If I want bad broccoli cheese soup, I can make my own bad broccoli cheese soup. This was terrible. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thank you for joining us.
I've only sent back one meal ever, and it was a two-piece tenderloin, and one piece was medium rare, and one which I liked, and one piece was medium well. So I sent back the medium well piece and asked for it to be cooked correctly. As far as getting the wrong order, I've gotten that a couple of times, and I've told the waiter right away, and they fixed it.
I mean,
that's no big deal.
I think, but Troy, that's a perfect example of sending food back. It's not crazy. There's nothing in your food. It's not frozen. You order a steak, it should be cooked the way you asked, and you are within your rights to say, I asked for little or no pink or a lot of pink. Please do this correct, especially in the terms like meat and steak and things like that.
Right.
That gets expansive.
Well, yes, and very, very specific. I don't know, though. Again, mine was just like, this is horrible. Do I get to send it back if it's just horrible?
You get to send it back if it's horrible.
All right. Next, I'm going to go back tomorrow.
Go back. Yeah.
We're going to order it again, and then I'm just going to send it back.
Throw it at the wall.
Feeling much stronger now. Thank you, everyone. It is time. This shouldn't be a thing. We're going to wrap up the show next. Bombs Away Edition. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the Center, WRCE.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Buck, and our resident young person, Calvin, on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a couple more texts coming in. We were talking about, do you send food back at a restaurant if it's not good or it's the wrong thing? Or it just wasn't made to order. Sue from Franklin. I went with a good friend, Kristen. By the way, little Frankie's adorable. She's walking. She's talking. She's got teeth.
I don't like any of that. Okay.
She's so big. It would blow your mind. But we went out for dinner, and I had the worst broccoli cheese soup possibly on the planet. And I didn't send it back, and I should have. Sue from Franklin. I love soup. I always order it when we go out. The worst was an order of French onion that was so salty I couldn't eat it. And I love salt. It was bad, so I did send it back. Carmela, I'm like Jane. I never send food back. But hearing this, I might start, especially if it's soup. How do you mess up soup? Carmela, trust me, I can mess up soup.
I tried
to make cream of mushroom soup once, and it was gray.
You know,
food should never be gray.
You know, they just comes canned, right? You can buy cream of mushroom. You just dump
it
in the thing.
It's not the same.
I know, but
it's
still.
It's just not the same. John from Madison, listening on WMDX. Most good restaurants want you to send it back.
That's what I was saying before, is that if it's a chef, if it's a wait staff, a restaurant that's worth their salt, they want to know when they have not done well and they have not pleased their customers. So it behooves you to send it back, because then they're like, ah.
Should I send them an email now after the fact?
I would, honestly, I wouldn't be against the idea of you saying, hey, I'm not suing this to be a jerk, but I had your soup.
It was terrible.
It was not great. And
it was terrible. Yeah. I may be permanently
scarred.
You're not
going to do it. You're not permanently scarred, probably, but you're also not going to do it.
You're probably right about that. It is just about 11:54. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Today it is the Bombs Away edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. A Politico headline reads, Polish general fired after missing anti-tank mines were found in IKEA.
The question is, which one? Was it in Poland or like Oak Creek?
No, it was there was an IKEA in Poland.
Oh.
The Polish defense minister dismissed a high-ranking general allegedly responsible for losing anti-tank mines that were eventually found in an IKEA warehouse. Major General Arthur Kipczynski said, "We would like to inform you on January 9th by the decision of the Ministry of Defense that the head of the support inspectorate has been dismissed from his post." He was the head of the support inspectorate, which is supposed to manage logistics. The statement doesn't go into reasons on why they let him go, but local media linked it to the disappearance of anti-tank mines in June of 2024. So these anti-tank mines have apparently been floating around for a while. 2 years. Reports say soldiers didn't unload part of a train carrying over 1,000 tons of explosives. And the anti-tank mines continued to circulate around the country before they went missing. Officials became aware of the problem when the anti-tank mines were found sitting in the IKEA warehouse, at which point someone called the military to say, "When are you going to come and get your mines?"
Oh, those have been on back order for like 2 months now. Oh, my God.
Do I have to assemble that myself?
No, they have a service now where you can, they'll come out, they'll deliver it and assemble.
We'll build your bomb.
Yeah, they'll charge you a little bit more, but it's really worth it when you have an expert doing it. So
they have an investigation was opened into this matter last year. It is currently ongoing. The guy who got dismissed has not immediately responded to comment.
Yeah, I would never respond to comment. What was it? It was the Polish
general fired after missing anti-tank mines found in IKEA.
Polish general just sounds like a hot dog. Like I'll take a Polish general, please.
Like the chorizo.
Yeah, exactly. But don't be surprised when you get your mines from IKEA. There's going to be little components left over. There will be screws and whatnot. Yeah, there's
always stuff left over.
Oh my gosh! But and the instructions, impossible.
But it comes with a side of meatballs. So
and a little screwdriver.
It's all good.
There you go.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing, by the way, that should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Coming up tomorrow, our colleague Jimmy Cuska is going to be joining us talking about some of the changes within high school sports.
Yes.
Lots of things going on there, and not everybody is happy about that. Jimmy Cuska joining us tomorrow at 10:33. I hope you can stick around for that. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. News coming up next, Todd Alba, noon to 2, Maggie Dawn, 2 to 4, Dom Salvia, 4 to 6 p.m., Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, 6 to 8, Early Mornings, Pat Kreitlow, 6 to 8 a.m., and then Earl Ingram from 8 to 10 a.m. Keep it right here on the vast, statewide, countrywide, we're global on the app, Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Dom Salvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey K., will join us. Are Republicans really planning $5 trillion in spending offsets to Medicare and the ACA to fund tax cuts for the rich? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Southern California, just as fire crews are dousing the flames from this past week of wildfires, officials are warning of another round of extreme winds starting tonight. Hurricane-force gusts are expected. At least 24 deaths are blamed on the wildfires this past week. More than a dozen others are still missing. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says fires may be out in some neighborhoods, but he urged residents under evacuation to wait until orders are lifted.
We understand, again, that people want to go back, but it is dangerous to do so, and we will not put anybody's safety at risk.
Authorities say they're investigating the origins of the fires, including possible arson or transmission lines sparking the Eaton fire. Senate lawmakers begin confirmation hearings this week for more than a dozen of President-elect Trump's cabinet picks, including Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth. And a tsunami warning has expired following a 6.9 magnitude earthquake in southwestern Japan. This is ABC News.